the ocean of grace. Each life is a river flowing to the sea. From the perspective of the river, its current appears to be its own doing, its own driving force. Yet when we step back and view from a larger perspective, we see it is actually the ocean that is drawing the river towards it. The ocean is calling each river, each stream, and each drop of water in the world and in the skies, beckoning them all to return home to their source. And so they must, eventually. This call of the ocean is the source of grace, the all-powerful, compelling motive force of all evolution and progress. All life is subject to grace. Grace is the action of the highest within us, beckoning and carrying all our lesser, unconscious parts of our being. Grace is ultimately inescapable. The source of grace is the ocean towards which our life river is flowing. The source of our aspiration is also the goal of our meditation. Our very life flow is our ultimate goal, drawing us towards itself by the action of its grace. To attempt to meditate by my own will is to shine a flashlight in a dark room. To meditate by the action of grace is to open all the windows and allow the sun to flood the room with light. This becomes easier once we realize that the sun is not external to ourselves, it is within. Grace is our inner sunshine, the action and revelation of our own highest, most powerful, all-illumining self. To allow grace to take responsibility for our meditation and spiritual progress is our fastest, most direct course and our wisest choice. For grace is the irresistible, unstoppable call of the infinite ocean, our soul, our goal, our God, our supreme, our all.